This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Dr. Jeremy Bernstein is a retired theoretical physicist and a former writer for The New Yorker. He's closely followed North Korea's nuclear weapons program. I asked him if there were scientific reasons behind the recent changes in U.S. policy and rhetoric toward North Korea.
There are two materials you can use to make a nuclear explosion of a fission variety. One of them is plutonium and the other is what's called enriched uranium. To make plutonium, you need a reactor. So the North Koreans have about three or four now, and they produce quite a bit of plutonium. Now they have a centrifuge program, and we don't know in these devices that they've exploded which one they use. At least I don't know.
Dr. Bernstein, how concerned do you think Americans should be about this program in North Korea? If they have these weapons, will they use them?
Well, those are two different questions. I think we should be terribly concerned. The last test that the North Koreans made, they produced an explosion which is at least 5 to 10 times more powerful than the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. Also, presumably the technique they're using, they can make it light enough so it'll fit into one of their rockets. We also know they've been testing intercontinental ballistic missiles. So they will have, at some point, if it's not stopped, intercontinental ballistic missiles which will have nuclear warheads. So how can you not be concerned? And so other question as to how to stop them. I think that the military option is really not terribly viable. And at this point, I don't know what we can offer them. I mean, Kim Il-sung has made it very clear that he must have nuclear weapons to preserve his regime. So what do you offer a person? You say, well, forget about it. We'll help you preserve your regime. You know, he doesn't trust it, doesn't believe us. So I don't see what the outcome of this is going to be. I hope it's not going to be a military confrontation because nobody will win. I mean, we'll destroy North Korea, they'll destroy South Korea, and there it'll be.
That was Dr. Jeremy Bernstein. To hear more of our conversation, tune into Cross Currents today at 3:30.